Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy Friday. Here we are. We made it to the weekend. Go Gators taking on UCF. Yes.
Oh, just pick some
in the
letters.
Swamp tomorrow night. 45. I told you I didn't want to work.
Yeah, I know. I'm just that old alphabet thing.
Words do have meaning, and we'll find out just how important that is in a moment. All right. Let's call it 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, longshoreman strike has been suspended. That's good news. It extends it till January 15th, extends the ongoing work. In other words, the ports are going to be operated, and they kicked the can down the road to some extent, but I actually think that's good news. We'll dig into that in a little while. But first, a good old friend of mine I don't see nearly enough, Mark Mink, is here. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Doing well, thank you.
It was in Mark's living room where I met Marco Rubio when he was first running for Senate. I said, I like everything this guy says, so he probably won't win. And I said that, and I talked about that on the air. But anyway, so I'll never forget that opportunity in which you invited me. So thank you, Mark.
We were glad to have you there.
Now, one of the things you do, among many, is you're very busy as the state chairman for Protect Human Life Florida. And we're going to talk about the Amendment number 4 that is on the Florida ballot. And I don't take really any joy in talking about the abortion issue per se. Not that I'm running away from it, but it's uncomfortable and frankly, it's kind of ugly no matter what. So I've always determined to, I say with this energy and vigor that I see on both sides, I really would like to see that same energy and vigor in working for things like Glenn Beck supports, unwed mothers that right. have babies, to take them to full term, and adoptions.
Right.
Those are my big things. But we have a constitutional amendment that is on the ballot. And Mark, you need to explain it because, quite frankly, already the language is confusing. It is not well defined. Explain.
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity to share with your listeners. And I'm a huge fan of adoption myself, having been adopted as an infant. And I'll share that story another time on your show. But what my objective this morning is not to share my personal beliefs on the abortion issue. My objective is to educate and inform your listeners so that they can make an informed decision, because I can live with the results of the amendment if voters make informed decisions. The concern that I have is that voters are going to wake up the day after the election and they're going to have what I call voters' remorse. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, oh my goodness, what did we just approve? So basically, this is an amendment to the Florida Constitution that has two parts of it. The first part of it in the ballot summary that voters are going to see in the ballot says, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability. So let's just stop there for a moment. That basically says that any law that's currently on the books, whether it's a Heartbeat Protection Act, a 24-hour waiting period, ultrasound bill, even the parental consent bill that's in place now, would be unconstitutional. So this would become the only medical procedure that a minor could undertake in Florida that does not require the consent of a parent.
And they were a little sneaky in that because they say, require notification to a parent, whereas the language currently stands as requiring parental consent. Think about it. You're consenting to allowing your minor to do something, or somebody's just notifying, hey, by the way, your kid is doing this.
Well, and what you have to understand about that is that Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment decades ago requiring notification. So they couldn't remove that provision in this proposal. So they're basically letting the voters know that this doesn't affect that. And if they could affect it, they would, but they can't. So, but what happens is the Florida voter often gets notification and consent confused.
Just like I did minutes ago when we were talking about this.
That's right. And it's very common. And so Florida, so your listeners need to understand this first point. This will allow a minor to have an abortion in Florida, and it will invalidate the current law that says that consent is required up to the point of viability.
Now, viability, isn't that an ever-changing definition by the fact that we can save babies that are premature to the degree of what? Now they could be like less than a pound and they would be considered viable?
Well, when Roe v. Wade was decided in 1973, the point of viability was about 28 weeks gestation. Now it's generally around 24 weeks, and we've seen some babies even survive as early as 22 and 21 weeks. So viability really has to do with the medical care that's available. What might be a point of viability in a third world country might be farther along gestationally than it is here, where we have all this excellent health care. But suffice it to say, this amendment basically says that no law that's currently on the books or that the legislature might propose in the future that would prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion from the point of conception up to that point of around 24 weeks gestation, which is not defined in the amendment. It just says viability. And that's intentional, because when people hear 24 weeks, they go, wow, that's like a fully formed baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want the voter to think
know
that. So
mm-hmm.
they just say viability. And I've been in rooms where I've asked people that were pro-life people, just kind of spontaneously, I'll say, quick, and I'll point to them, mm-hmm. what's viability? And someone will say, childbirth, what's viability? Heartbeat, what's viability? Conception? And so there's not a general understanding in the voter base on what viability is.
And I might know that because I've dealt with things that have to do with medicine and the terms that are applied there, viability. What I know what that means. It means that the child has a good chance of living or not.
Right, exactly. Now, the second point I want to point out in the time we have, read the third sentence right here. It starts with, there is also uncertainty.
There is also uncertainty about whether the amendment will require the state to subsidize abortions with public funds. So, currently, are they taxpayer-funded now?
No, generally no in Florida. And so what's happening is you've got to look at a state like Michigan that had an amendment like this that passed. And then, without any mention in the proposed language about taxpayer funding of abortion, they came around after the fact and they pointed to language like this. I'll go back to the ballot summary. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion. Well, you've got delay abortion or restrict abortion. Well, what they said was, well, the voters have approved this amendment. So if a woman that can't afford to have an abortion is being delayed or restricted because she can't afford it, then the government
I don't have the money, so to speak. She comes in and says, I don't have the money.
So they're making a constitutional claim now. So for your listeners who may be fiscally conservative and maybe socially a little libertarian, they need to read this. This is on the financial impact statement that will be on the ballot. That's on the ballot now. Early voting ballots are out. People are voting on this right now as we speak.
So the law as it stands now, what do they define acceptable in terms of like viability or whatever? In other words, give me the quick rundown of what's legal now in Florida abortion-wise.
So right now, for decades, from Roe v. Wade up till 2022, it was basically perfectly legal in the state of Florida to abort a child through the first two trimesters. And it was basically restricted in the third trimester with rare exception. In 2022, Governor DeSantis signed a 15-week ban. Then Roe was reversed a month or two later. And then last year, he signed a Heartbeat Protection Act. And so that's defined as when a fetal heartbeat can be detected. It's generally around 6 weeks gestation. And then it has exceptions for the life of the mother. It's got a host of other exceptions, rape and incest, human trafficking, things of that nature that expand it beyond that. So if this is approved by Florida voters, all of that will be unconstitutional. And so it will be legal with no restriction from fertilization to that point of viability, which is undefined by the language. But then beyond that, and this is the third point I want your listeners to know about, and if we run out of time today, Bob, you need to invite me back to explain this further. The third trimester will open up like a door being swung open to abortion on demand,
which has not been part of the Florida law for decades.
It has not been. In fact, I gave you a document that I referenced before we started that is from the Agency for Healthcare Administration. And basically what this document says is that from 2019 to 2024, there were 438,003 reported abortions in Florida. 438,003. Guess how many of those took place during the third trimester in Florida? How many tens of thousands would you guess?
No, it's not supposed to be any because I thought it was not allowed.
Well, there were five.
Okay.
Okay? And the five that were there were for the very rare exception, serious fatal genetic defect, deformity, or abnormality, fatal fetal abnormality, life-endangering physical condition. So the idea is this will open it up beyond that for health of the mother, health, financial health, social health, mental health. Physical health is not life-endangering.
They made this purposefully broad so that they can later interpret it to their liking and benefit, to their agenda.
Absolutely, with no definition for health and no definition for healthcare provider.
If you need more details than that, please go to humanlifefl.com. That's humanlifefl.com. Humanlifefl.com. Did I get that
right? That's right. It's humanlifefl, short for Florida.com.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I will continue to share this information with listeners as we move forward, too.
Yeah, and please do.
And we might either, have you back in or call you or whatever the case may be.
I'd love to come back in for maybe another 9-minute segment to deal with this third trimester piece.
All right, let's do it. 9:17, we got a break now. Things that make you smile about 30 minutes away. Hang in there. Happy Friday.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome to Friday. Here comes the weekend. It is 9:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good news, big story. Longshoremen strike has been suspended. They've pushed this off until January the 15th. That'll give them time to hammer out something that both sides could find agreeable. That's the hope. In the meantime, now you have a grace period. And what I mean by that is, how many people were kind of caught a little short from how prepared they'd like to be for something like this? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about necessarily what's constituted as being a quote-unquote prepper. Right. I mean, you could define that however you want. But to make sure that you have some ducks in a row, you know, a get-out-of-town bag, you know, like a to-go bag,
yeah,
that's
right,
got some emergency stuff in it. Do you have a stash of cash? You know, and if you have a safe, that might be a good place to put that until it is needed. Remember, you know, some kind of catastrophe, whether it is something that we hear about in advance a little bit, like the strike, or whether it's some other kind of catastrophe, you know, have some preparations done in advance, and that way you can weather the storm, proverbial storm, whatever it may be. And I myself am usually, you know, pretty smart about things like that. Not as good as a lot of people, but better than a lot. But even I was like, yeah, that strike, that came around, and I pay attention to the news. And, you know, I didn't really have my ducks in a row the way I would want to, like in terms of,
sure,
like canned goods, for instance.
Yeah.
There's something that's going to have a good long,
yeah,
shelf life. I mean, we don't have a stockpile.
Right.
If you will, and especially, you know, there's just two of us, so, you know, there's no reason for it other than to be prepared for something. You know, power goes out, and or there's supply chain issues. I mean, think about how long you could go when the supermarket's closed.
Oh yeah,
closed, empty, and closed. How long could you go?
Well, Americans don't realize how short a span of time is that they are stocked. I don't think they really, they'll see the big trucks in the road, but no, you got a week or two and there's nothing on the shelves.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about trucks are coming like at a Publix on a daily basis, maybe more than one even.
Yeah.
So the turnover of everything in the store happens on a regular basis.
Well, the example, and we made it this time with the stupid toilet paper hoarders, just like during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine what it was like back when COVID, you'd hit that paper aisle and there was no paper towels, no napkins, no toilet paper. Now, imagine people hoarding everything else like that and it not being stocked. And that's something that's made in America.
Yeah.
And they still got it all. Now, what if that's milk? We've had times where you go to get some half and half. Oh, nope, don't have that one. Those aren't available right now. We get these little things once in a while.
Little pockets,
But imagine if it's almost everything.
Yeah,
you can't have enough.
And remember, you're not the only one who's going to go, oh, holy smokes, I got to go to the store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, these are...
Well, I went to get gas in Jen's car yesterday. It was in the body shop, got a little repair. Got to go fill it up. There's still a couple of gas stations that, like, the pumps have the things over the handles, and they're still on low supply on fuel that haven't recouped since last week.
Oh, okay.
So we assume a lot.
Well, look, if the power goes out, gas pumps aren't going to work.
Right.
Not everybody has generator backups.
No, they don't.
Most of your supermarkets actually do because unlike you losing a couple hundred bucks out of your refrigerator.
Right.
I mean, think about if that stuff goes bad. So, but that's, limited in how long you can continue operating in that way. It's just, and it's not about doom and gloom. It's just about there's some preparations you can take for some times that we may or may not go through that could be painful.
Right.
You can make them a little less painful by having some preparation done in advance, especially if you have kids.
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah, you could skip a day or two without a meal, and you might not be happy, but you're going to be okay. Can't do that to kids.
No.
Hey, good news. Governor Brian Kemp is meeting with former President Trump today. He's going to be in Georgia, and this is a great thing, and I'll tell you why, because, those two were,
Oil and water, anyone?
Yeah. They were of different polarities.
Yes.
And they were repelling.
Yes.
But now they're on the same team, and that is huge. Georgia is going to be a very, very important state. Trump needs to win it. He will win it now with the help of Governor Brian Kemp, who is very popular even outside of Republican voters. And that's a good thing. And so I think he can help pave the way for Donald Trump. So I'm very happy that they have buried the hatchet. All right. Cartel violence at Mexico resorts and some other things going on. Also, I'll give you the very last chance you have for Oktoberfest VIP tickets. That's coming up next. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend. 97.3 The Sky. Oh, happy, happy Friday, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:36. UCF Gators going at it in the swamp. 7:45 game time. That is Saturday night. Enjoy. Go Gators. If you're a UCF fan, I mean, not everybody can get into Florida.
Wow.
Yes. Everyone. Yeah. Yes. I don't have the money of an elitist, but I can behave as such occasionally.
Yeah.
All right. Another story coming out. FEMA. This time it was FEMA money, $20 million from FEMA, was given to open a welcome center in San Diego. And they were welcoming illegal immigrants coming into the country. This report just came out recently as the agency is running short on funding for the rest of the hurricane season after the devastating impacts of Hurricane Helene taking the lives of over 200 people. And FEMA, though, whipped out $20 million for a transition center, illegal immigrant, not tranny, something like that.
Federal Emergency Management Agency. Emergency.
It was an emergency created by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Well, there is that detail,
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Border czar.
In denial.
Yeah. But, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and good morning, Pete.
Earlier, you were talking about what would happen to us if there was a true massive disaster, you know, here in Florida. And I wanted to recommend a book. It came out back in 1959. It's called Alas, Babylon, and it was written by someone named Pat Frank, and it was set in a small Florida town. And after the war, they were completely cut off. They had no food deliveries, no gasoline deliveries, no electricity, you know, nothing. And it talked about how they had their food supply and outlaws and people fighting amongst themselves and looting. It's a fantastic book, and I'd recommend it to anybody to read. And it's called Alas, Babylon.
Always appreciate the information. And I know there was another book that was written specific to, or at least set in Florida. And it was the state senator, Chuck Clemens, who had recommended it to me. And this probably goes back, I don't know, maybe 12 or 15 years ago. And so it's a little more current. But I think the theme is very, very similar. And I cannot think of that book, something about going home, maybe. But, yeah, similar where this guy's trying to get, I think, like from Tallahassee to South Florida. And I never, unfortunately, I never got a chance to get it and to read it. But who knows? I mean, he knows everything in advance. Maybe Nostradamus knows. Good morning, Nostradamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, just to follow up on what you and Pete were just talking about. I went through, I lost power for almost 5 days this time. And I lose power every time a cow belches. But they always get me back up and running, so it's not their fault. I live out in the middle of nowhere with a lot of trees. But the one thing I learn every time this happens is that I learn more about survival. And I'm a prepper. You know I'm a prepper, and I talk about it all the time. And I was able to go out, and people who grow persimmons are going to know what I'm talking about. That hurricane hit here. I lost 30 oranges off my citrus tree. I didn't lose one persimmon off my persimmon tree. Those things are hurricane fruit. That's what they call them in Florida, hurricane fruit. And if you and I was walking out when I didn't have power and I got hungry, I just go out and grab a ripe persimmon off my tree and eat it. So there's all kinds of ways you can prepare. It's not just stocking up stuff. You can grow some of your own food. Like right now, I've got food. I can go grab another one right now. But one thing I learned is you go through a lot of water. So water is one of the most important things that you can have. That and fuel. If you have a generator, fuel is it's not going to do you any good if you don't have fuel. But I really highly recommend people get more prepared, and I'm glad you're covering that. And you know, I've been doing it for 35 years, so I'm pretty well set. But you know, anything can happen, like a major storm. Like these hurricanes are getting bigger and stronger, it seems like, and I'm not a climate denier. I'm just a man-made climate denier. So, you know, poles shift, you know, magnetic poles shift. We get, you know, through the millions of years, this Earth has changed so many times, the climate.
You could go solar flares and all kinds of fluctuations, and the atmosphere has changed.
The seashells out in the desert.
We had an ice age. Yeah. I mean, can find, what's the era from the shark's teeth? Like, you know, from back in the era, you could find creeks in Gainesville. I mean, so yeah, the planet is always, always changing. In fact, the planet itself is always going through a cooling period. It is constantly cooling. All right. So thanks for the info, always, Nostradamus. Let's go to Kay. Good morning.
Good morning. You were just talking about that book, Going Home. He's actually got 12 or 13 more books that go with it.
Wow.
And he's a Floridian, and like you said, he lives out in the Ocala Forest with his wife.
Really? Do you remember his name?
Very. The name on the book is A. American, Angry American.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the name. That was his pen name.
No, which is fine, because it's for people looking for the book, because I think we all can maybe learn something.
Great books. Really great books. And it talks about the area of his travel going home through areas that we recognize.
Oh, that sounds
cool.
that's what
makes something like that even more interesting. You're like, oh, I know the landmark he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. Oh, he's going through those springs. Yeah. So I'm glad I got the title right. I'm going to surprise myself going home. And it's a series. And yes, people have said, oh, you got to read the stuff from A American. I never put the two together until now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Nostradamus is right. Water, water, water.
But make sure if you grab those persimmons. Notice he used the word ripe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't want one that's not ripe.
Because it's hard or not tasty or bad for you?
It's bitter and yucky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Make your face crunch up.
That, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
And I'm not that familiar with them.
Basically, in one of the old parks from like the 1800s in St. Louis, a lot of them grow there. And so you got all these mature persimmon trees right there in the middle of St. Louis City in this old 1880s park. And it's so I went to school across from one, and that's kind of how I learned the hard way. It's here. Like this. Okay. Yeah.
I did that up north. I had a paper out, you know, and I saw these grapes were growing, and I said, no, I know they're not ripe. I know they're not ripe.
Uh-huh.
And then
the temptation just
got to
you.
They were getting big. And I'm like, they've got to be ripe. And I took one. I'm like, whoa.
And you know what that's like when you get one that somehow didn't keep up with the rest of them?
At that moment, if I would have acted on it, I would have invented those Sour Patch things.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
Another thing, like, another good idea I missed the boat on.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. I've got good news.
We like good news.
Shaq is coming to town.
Woo!
Shaquille O'Neal has been named the Grand Marshal of the 2024 Avery Gainesville Holiday Parade. And that's awesome. And he's a very, very busy guy. And this wouldn't be the first time he has come out and supported things related to Gainesville. So thanks to our basketball Bobby White from GPD, who really, that was a huge viral video that went on.
Oh, yeah.
And was able to buy, you know, basketball sets and send them all around the world. It was huge. And somebody said, hey, what do you think? Think Shaq will, think you can call him? And it's not something where you want to torture him every day. Like, hey, Shaq.
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
some friends of mine want to meet you, man. What are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
But he said, yeah, okay, I could see this being something cool and special, especially since his daughter's going to school at UF. So I like it. So thanks, Bobby. And thanks to Shaq coming to town. We need something. We need a lot of things to kind of lighten our spirit.
A merry little
too soon?
Christmas.
No.
No?
It's never too soon.
Let your heart be light.
I saw some 4th of July stuff at the store.
Well, you know, right now you can get Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas stuff, and probably New Year's Eve hat. Probably.
Got to have a little fall colors, orangish, brownish, that before you go into the red and green.
You know where the most common comments that I saw on all of the posts, in particular, they were talking about Shaq coming for the parade in Gainesville?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know we had one. And I don't think they had been having one until maybe this last year? And if somebody could correct me on that, that's fine. I don't think that they've had one. They'll put up a lot of colorful flags and paint the sidewalks. And they'll put up banners.
Uh-huh.
But we can't have no nothing about Jesus.
Parade is a new tradition for Gainesville, introduced last year.
See, I was right. All right.
And championed by Gainesville Mayor Pro Tem Cynthia Moore Chestnut, and billed as a celebration by the community for the community, largely funded by local sponsors. Participation is free. Registration for participants is open through October 25th.
It probably still won't be Jesus, just Santa Claus.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's something that you and Pastor Chris can work on. By the way, the cabbage patch, because I'm on the Sour Patch thing.
The pumpkin patch.
The pumpkin patch.
It's open.
And Charlie Brown will not be there, but there'll be all kinds of other entertainments and hay rides and really cool stuff. And it's at the Gainesville Church of God. And, you know, we get involved every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also happens to be Greg's home church. But they've got pumpkins. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child.
.com is where you can find more.
A phenomenal program that has fed a lot of kids locally and actually around the world. Mm-hmm. And then all of the pumpkins come from the Navajo Indian tribe in New Mexico.
So they're benefited. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one out of every 10 pumpkins contains a little bit of peyote. No?
You are doing so well.
I know. I couldn't help myself.
Here's the line, and then there's Bob.
Okay, the pumpkin bread they sell has a little bit of.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Don't buy all of the chocolate chip ones, please.
Save some for Bob.
Mm. Yeah. We got to get by there.
Yeah, we do. A little photo op.
Yeah.
And pumpkin bread op.
I was going to say.
Makes Bob smile.
Put on the pot, said Greedy Gut. We'll eat before we go. It's 9:48. It's time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now. Positive thoughts. Things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Always looking for some positive, upbeat stuff. Things that make you smile is exactly what we're talking about. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So call in now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Good morning, Bob and team. This is a great smile I have for you. Your show is fabulous, by the way, as always. During the storm, okay, I have animal charities, and one is Tiger Haven, and they're in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I hooked them up with the Ringling Brothers Tigers also. And that's a big lot of mouths to feed, and they went through some stuff. Great folks. And another one I want to do a shout-out, it's called Dream Chaser. They rescue horses and donkeys that will usually be slaughtered as byproducts, and they keep them there, and they take care of them.
Aww. Oh, that sounds like a couple of great causes right there, folks.
Yeah, I like that.
Good morning. Rosebud, what's making you smile?
Well, what's making me smile is we're all coming together over here. But listen to you all talk about the oranges and the persimmons. I was out in Phoenix at Food World. I used to have a drop over there. Well, I got there early. Well, they wouldn't let me in the gate, so they have you park in the front. Well, there's a huge Food World. It's a huge grocery operation there. So, well, they had a front door, and they had this park out in front of their front building. And it's full of orange trees, and they're full of oranges. So I walk in, and I ask the secretary, I said, can I pick some of them oranges and eat? He says, sure. She gave me a bag. So I walk in, I pick about 6 or 8 of them, put them in the bag. I sit down on the park bench right there, beautiful place. And I cut one open, and as soon as I stuck it in my mouth and tried to chew on it, bite into it, get the juice, it was like make my mouth puckered up so bad, and I look over, and there's about 10 people standing in the window. They're all laughing at me, and the secretary come out again.
I think everybody in Florida has a very similar story. I know I do. Thanks, Rosebud. Hey, coming up, it's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Bruce Springsteen has endorsed Kamala Harris for president this week. Not really a shocker. He supported Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Look, he is a lefty, but it's the way he did his little commercial wearing flannel shirt and doing it in a diner like he's Mr. Blue Collar. He's worth $1.2 billion. And by the way, Bruce, don't tell me who to vote for. You know why? You ain't the boss of me, pal. And that's your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. Go Gators!
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.